Nothing could have prepared these chicks for such an encounter. Yet despite looking like sitting ducks, inexperienced sharks find them hard to sink their teeth into. In an ocean where food is so hard to come by, the sharks can't afford to keep missing. They must quickly perfect their technique. These albatross chicks, running the gauntlet of sharks may seem an impossible challenge, but the vast majority make it to a life in the open ocean. Specks of land were just as vital to our shipwreck survivors. Not that they were easy to find. Only 1% of the Pacific is land. On the 20th of December, the sailors arrived on the Pitcairn Islands, over 2,000 miles from where they were first shipwrecked. Described by them as a paradise before our very eyes, the starving sailors quickly set to work on the island's wildlife. But the good times were not to last. Within a week, they had eaten all its seabirds. Leaving three of their group behind on this now impoverished island, the others chose to take their chances back at sea. They could have ridden the prevailing winds to the nearby Society Islands, but they were terrified of cannibals. Instead, they struck out east to the distant shores of South America, 2,500 miles away, and back into the dreaded desolate region. Bull sperm whales also undertake epic voyages across the Pacific. To reach such a gargantuan size, young bulls must leave their family groups in the tropics and go in search of richer pickings. And so they head for the temperate seas of the higher latitudes, crossing thousands of miles of ocean. Many voyage to one of the greatest feeding grounds in the South Pacific.